Hogs. I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
Welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. We're joined this week by Julia Cannon, our colorist.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about, you just finished working on issue 15, How They Met.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And just anything, you know, interesting about it for you? How was your experience, you know?
It was, like, interesting mostly because, like, I know I'm still fairly new to the, like, just, like, to the crew, but, like, it was nice, like, seeing, like, or coloring in, like, the different characters, especially, like, the other, like, Yoka who were after Mocha. If, like, yeah. So it was nice doing that, and also also, like, working with, like, just knowing where exactly where the shadowing was this time, it really did help a lot, because Rachel did give me, like, a bit of a template to work with, so it made it, like, a bit easier, but obviously, like, I still had to, like, make it, like, I guess the right word is clean, because I don't know what the heck right terminology is.
Well, neither do yeah. we, so you're...
Oh, thank God. But yeah, and it was also just nice, like, seeing like, the boys, like, younger and just, like, before.
Right.
It was a bit, like, I think, okay, it was mostly my fault because I never said anything, but, like, I guess everything turned out okay. Was, like, I can see, like, the context, especially, like, with the boys. Like, obviously, like, Eli was, like, upset about something and, like, Marty was trying to calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
Though, and then with other certain action scenes, I didn't know if it was appropriate to add, like, certain templates. I'm pretty sure, like, I added a couple... Especially, like, when, like, Mocha was being spotted during a chase.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there were times where I didn't know if it was appropriate or not. But, like, you guys didn't say anything, so I guess it turned out for the best.
So we should be watching you closer than we are, I see.
But, not, like, because, like, this time around, like, we did, like, I didn't, like, see, like, the, hello. I didn't see the, like, I guess the script for it. So, like, in terms of context, it was a bit harder, but, like, seeing, like, the panels and everything and what everything was going on, it, like, I still had, like, a good idea of, like, what was going on. Obviously, Mocha was being chased. They're trying to find her. And then stuff happens. And then with Marty and Eli, they're going through their own conflicts as well. So right. it was just basically looking at it going, ah, I see. And then just going from there.
Well, my apologies if we didn't send you a script that wasn't... and I did I think I mentioned this in a message I did put the new script in with Rachel's line art.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So have you read it yet? No, I'm kidding. It was just last night.
I skimmed through it the other day, so, but like I've just been like helping out around the house, so I haven't been like
That's okay.
on the computer, so to say, want to.
It's okay if you haven't read it.
Uncle W.
So a lot of the coloring that you're doing is sort of kind of has already been done. I mean, you know, the coloring for Marty and Eli and everyone's hair and eyes and all that sort of stuff has sort of been kind of set in that little color guide. Does mm-hmm. that, I mean, is that restrictive for you or, you know?
Not really, because obviously with characters and character concepts, they're always going to have a set, like, color guide, or else, like, it's going to be weird if you hired me, and then out of nowhere, the twins, they start having, like, brunette hair, let's just say.
Yeah,
but, once you gave me a good idea of, like, what their color palette was in general, and then obviously me reading through the comics prior, that's when I started getting a good idea, like, okay, what would they actually wear in terms, like, what colors would they wear in their personality and how would that match, like, fashionably as well? So it's, like, obviously if you guys had, like, had a certain, like, color scheme you were going for a certain issue, you would tell me.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, like, I've learned, like, Marty is more of, like, cool colors, like, blue and purple and stuff, and Eli is more around red and orange. If I mixed up those two, I'm very sorry. I'm brain dead.
You got them right, yes.
You think. No. But after looking at, like, the prior issues, like, before I came on board, I got, like, a good idea of, like, what they would be wearing, like, during these issues and here on out. So, like, just pretty much matching the schemes that I've seen before, and then just putting my own twist to it, pretty much.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And then obviously, like, there are characters who do, like, wear, like, who don't have a color scheme, but, like, just going, like, going back to a cookie cutter, just going back to the old issues, especially with, like, other characters who, like, the side characters who do, like, wear different costumes every now and then. Like, obviously, they're not going to have the same colors all the time. So.
Right, no. Yeah, that'd be... I always think that's weird when nobody ever changes shirts, you know. Yeah. 30 years wearing the same shirt part.
Oh, my God. That means they take care of their laundry really well. Yeah. But like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's just like going back, just reading the other issues, I'm just like, okay, so this is like their like staple color, and then I can just play around with the values from there. If nothing doesn't look right, I'll either make it lighter or darker, or maybe just change it altogether, but still make it like it still fits their personality in a way. So, like, I know, like, with Kirby, he's mainly, like, green. I know with Dawn, he mainly, like, rocks the orange and stuff like that. So, it's, like, it, like, I just go from there.
Okay. I never actually thought about them rocking the orange. No. That's fine. It works. And we're not complaining, obviously, so it's okay.
It's, like, you guys didn't say anything bad, so I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
Wait.
Is there some, I mean... I know you're a creative person. Obviously, you get to add your own little touches, as you say, to it. And I mean, I guess I want to be, you know, you're able to express yourself a little bit, right, in this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if you noticed, but, like, I think in issue 13 or 14, I was playing around. I think it was issue 13. I was playing around with the crowd when Marty was about to get his butt beat. Oh. So I actually played around with a bit. If people notice, I tried to find the characters that fit the best. So I ended up taking like the color scheme of Undertale. And if you look closely, you'll see like Frisk and Chara. And I think I forgot the character for the life of me, but he's the dude with like, it's either New York, New Jersey accent. I can't remember. But he's like, yeah, put like a little like TF, like Team Fortress 2 Easter egg in there too, of like, of someone in there too. So like, sometimes I'll look at the characters and then my brain will be like, hey, this character looks like this. And it's like, ah, I couldn't think of a color scheme before. Let's just go with this.
All right. So yeah. you are able to express yourself, as they say.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want you to feel like it's just, you know, it's like homework. You gotta, okay. Yeah. Too much
homework I get paid for. Oh,
God. Well, that's true. Well, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I want to be a creative collaboration, not just, you know, fill in the blank, yeah. You know, paint by numbers too much.
Yeah. But yeah, like it's like especially with my own work, obviously, like if we're going on a tangent here, like obviously with my own work I always get burnt out, so I always try to make it fun, like if not with personal work, also like either commission work or just any other freelance work I get myself into. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. So are you doing other work besides Power Square?
Which you can talk about. I mean, I've just been doing like, just like the usual, like people will come to me going, actually since like we're still in quarantine, technically a lot of my friends have been going into Dungeons and Dragons. So they'll just go to me going like, hey, Julia, can you draw my character? I'll give you money. And I'm just like, sure. And then on top of that, like, I have like a couple of friends that want me to draw like either like Twitch emotes for them, which is like an affiliate thing for here. So like, usually like if like anyone out there who doesn't know, if you're an affiliate on Twitch, you actually have a chance to make money. That's like not really partner, but it's like another stepping stone. Mm-hmm. So emotes, if you use emotes, people can subscribe to you and then they can use those emotes throughout other people's like chat rooms on Twitch. And then you also get some revenue from that. So like people, like obviously they don't want to rip like something off the internet and then make it theirs, because like that's just bad news for everybody.
Yeah.
So sometimes either they'll draw it themselves or they'll hire someone to like draw it for them. And then it just goes from there.
Okay. Which I guess brings us a little bit to one of the topics I want to talk about is our Twitch, Power Squared. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know. We're not doing that much with it in some ways, as far as what one of the things I appreciate about your when you're drawing when you're coloring Power Squared is you have a little thing that explains like Rachel did the artwork and how they can subscribe or how they can find out more about us, things like that. I think that's really nice of you to do.
Yeah, especially with Rachel's part, because I've had a couple people in my chat going like, oh wow, you're a really good artist, did you draw that? And I'm just like, no, I didn't. And I'm just like, I gotta make this okay, like, and then like one night I'm just like, okay, I have to make this clear. So that's when I started putting those little banners of like artist by rated art Rachel, and then obviously like where the comic's from if they want more information, and then I'll just put like your links up and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that, and I think
it's also for me because like it's gonna be at that point, because I've had people who are like, oh, what is this, what are you doing, and it's like I don't mind answering the question, which is why I always had that command exclamation mark powers, because like whenever I do the stream, it's not that I don't mind like explaining it, it's just like once you explain it like 100 times, it's like I didn't do this art, this is one of my part-time jobs. If you guys want more information, I'm not gonna keep on pasting the link, because that's just like counterintuitive for both parties. It's a meme of like saying, hey streamer, where'd you get this, and then obviously the answer is right in front of you.
But I mean, we don't have anything like that on our Twitch, so if anybody really wanted to find out more about us, they would walk away.
Yeah, it's like it's also just a thing of like I'm also working with others, so it's best to like it's also like on your end, like if people actually want to read it, then like dude, just like that's why it was also just like a miscommunication thing with it went on for a while. It's just I finally did something about it, so I just like people started stop like bombarding me, like, oh, like you're really good at drawing, and then it's just like I appreciate you saying that, however, yeah. I give where credit is due, because like also just honor system as well, so it's like Rachel drew this and she deserves all the credit and all the love and stuff like that, so right. Like and then you guys obviously created the story, so it's like you guys.
Yes, we do deserve all the credit. None of this would have happened if we hadn't thought of it. Really think of that.
Yeah, it's just more of like a thing, because like it's also like a guilty conscience of mine. I'm like, I'm not in charge of this. Like I'm here as like I was also like I'm here as also like a freelancer. So I'm like, go to them if you want more info. There's only so much I can give you. Right.
No, but again, I think it's really nice that you. Are showing people you're doing the work, and then you tell them about, or you know, have a thing where they can find out more, and that you're giving Rachel. I thought that was really nice when I saw it. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just like it's just something I've been like, I guess like lagging on my end, because like working stuff for like, especially if like you're not the one always putting in the commands all the time. So like I'm not gonna say it's hard. It's just more of like. I sometimes forget to do it, so like I just had one day I'm just like, yeah, I should probably do this, and then boom. And then it's like one of those things, like I've been doing this for a while, I should probably start answering like the question more frequently. It's like, oh, what are you doing, and then I'm just like, okay, and then I just put everything on OBS and called it a day.
So how long have you had a Twitch channel?
I've had it for like a good while, but I didn't start doing anything until about like a few years ago. I want to say about 2017, like late 2017, early 2018. I could be wrong, but I think that's where it's from. And then I've just been going on and off from there. Like I first started out with art streaming, because before I just had a laptop, so I couldn't do much there. And then and aside from a laptop, I also had a PS4, and like I just did like Resident Evil streams from there, which like before what can I mention, I used to speedrun Resident Evil 4, mm-hmm. That's what I tried to gain traction with.
Yeah.
But then obviously I'm just like I started off with art, so like I still wanted to keep that in my channel. So like once I built a PC, it's like I found like I can actually do more now. So like aside from gaming, that's when I started doing more art stuff. And like it's just been going from there.
And how often a week do you
I don't have like a consistent schedule right now, but like I try to stream at least once or twice a week if I can. Like there it's like usually either like on a Friday or like on the weekends, but like I want to try to like get like a good covert schedule, so like like it shows like that I'm doing everything, like whether if I'm playing video games or if I'm working on Power Squared or commission work or just even personal work. And also just an incentive for me to not be a couch potato all day. Quarantine has made me weak.
Yeah, you don't, you're not getting out of the house, I assume.
Yeah, it's also just been really hot, so even if I wanted to, it's like,
yeah,
no, please.
Air conditioning's a nice thing.
Yeah, only if it works, though. Only if it works.
We just had ours worked on, or they come around twice a year and maintain it, so that was cool.
Ah, lucky. I have like a air conditioner. We have like a separate air conditioner. Like we have like three separate air conditioners. So there's one in my room, one in grandma's room, and one in the living room. Unfortunately, mine makes way too much noise when it's too hot and it doesn't do anything. So I'm just like, I have to wait until it gets cooler to use it. It's like counterintuitive. And I'm just like, why are you like this? It's fine. But like, but yeah, it's also just California and the heat wave. And it's just, it's fall already. Why?
I know. It should be 100 degrees outside in October.
Yeah, it's fine. That. Yeah. It's fine. But yeah, like just, you would think like with quarantine, like you would be like, especially if with introverts, you'd be more productive. You'd be wrong.
Do you have sort of a daily schedule that you're trying to keep?
Hence the word try.
Yeah.
But like, I always try to like, even if it's like working on one panel or even like a little bit, I try to like do like at least a little bit of work every day, so that way like I don't like I try to do at least a little bit so I don't have to deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's like it's a good thing. And also just yeah. Yeah, like so I forgot what I was gonna say, but yeah, that answered that question.
So you just try to do something, but do you have a general, like, you know?
I always try my best to at least get some work done during the daytime. If not, then I'll work a little bit during the nighttime and then just relax from there because like sanity.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if I do manage to get work done during the day, like, I've been like, I always like overdo it, but I'm trying to do the mentality of like, get work done during this time frame and then like, have at least a cutoff for me to either stop streaming or at least stream fun stuff or just like stuff that isn't related to work.
Yeah.
Just to keep myself sane. For the most part, if you've noticed on like Discord, I've been playing a lot of Genshin Impact.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That game. But I've learned, especially with working from home, you have to give yourself a cutoff or else you're just gonna mentally drain yourself.
Yeah.
Which
yeah, I'm working from home.
Yeah, it's especially with like, we don't know what's going to be going on in the future.
Nothing good, I think.
Like I was looking at, like, after the cutoff of the 2 weeks from the beginning, he said, he's the one that said like, oh, like 2 weeks is going to blow over. A month goes by. Hey, Dad. So how's that thing about everything blowing over going for you? Something like even before quarantine, because like even before, like the only job I had was like a part-time thing with my aunt, and it was like an office job.
Uh-huh.
But even then, most of my time was just working from home, which was just mainly freelance, which wasn't a lot, but like it's still like something, you know.
Right.
But the one thing I'm still learning today is just trying to give myself a cutoff of like, there is such thing as working too much. So just like, anyone at home watching who's also working from home, just give yourself a break or else you will mentally hurt yourself, and that is not good.
Well, there's sort of that, oh, I can just do a little bit more, I can do a little bit more, you know, and then suddenly it's 6:30.
You're like, oh. Like, for me, it's like, I can work a little bit more, and then it's 2 a.m., and you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, during Lightbox Expo, which they did online this year, there was actually a panel where an artist was talking about how it's easy for artists for some reason trap themselves in this mentality that they have to be like constantly working, like from the beginning of the day to the end and like no breaks in between, but it's actually better to pace yourself So then that way, yeah, you keep your sanity and it stays fun.
Yeah.
That's actually like it's also like I actually saw a video a while back. If you guys are familiar with the animator Jaden Animations, she actually did like a whole segment on like Burnout. So it's like I try not to overdo it too much, or else it's gonna be one of those things where I look at my either like work I'm doing for other people or even my own personal work, and I'll go like, wow, I hate it, and I don't like that. I don't like that mentality. I'm just like, I should probably take a break, which is something I've been trying to do a lot nowadays, especially like with quarantine. Like obviously we're not like seeing people as much these days, so like the one thing that also when I go look at my clock, I'm like, oh shoot, it's 2 a.m. I told my friends I would play Among Us with them at like 1 a.m. or something like that. So it's like also just trying to at least get that social interaction in so I don't become like a full-on hermit.
Yeah.
It's easy to get lost in routine.
Yeah. But it's like, I think what also helps with this working in general, at least to get the time flowing faster, is also just like either listening to music. I've tried watching videos while working and I just end up watching that instead. So I'm just like, I should just stick to Spotify instead. Like I tried watching the Scott Pilgrim movie while working. It was nice to catch up on Scott Pilgrim again, but I ended up watching that more than working. So I'm just like, I'm better off listening to podcasts. What am I doing?
When I'm trying to do something on my own stuff, I'll have something on television that I've seen 100 million times, so I'm not really like, you know, having to watch it closely. Just have the noise kind of going is good for some reason.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot with podcasts. Like one I've been listening to a lot, I don't know if you guys know, is called Trash Taste. Don't judge me.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like it's basically a bunch of like otakus. Like they're talking about like their life in the YouTube scene and also just like otaku in Japanese culture, because they all live in Japan, and they just talk about like the differences in terms of culture between here and America, and also just like all things anime as well. It's pretty funny. And then like the occasional Rooster Teeth, but I've been kind of drifting onto Trash Taste more.
About a month or so ago, you were on someone's, I assume that was a community access kind of show.
With Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with her there. Yeah, sometime a month ago, like, she asked me, she was doing some sort of TV broadcast in Virginia, so she asked me to be along with it because I used to work with her.
Okay.
Like I used to be the artist that drew her stuff for her story, so she wanted me to come along because not only was she talking about her like her own show, but also just she wanted me along for like mental health and also like just because I was one of the people that worked with her, so I was familiar with the character as well. So like it was a good catch up as well.
Okay, now that was that a I looked at it as sort of like one of those cable access shows. What was it?
Yeah. I think, if I remember correctly, it's, like, one of those, I think it was, like, on Channel 4 in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much one of those, like, shows, like, if I remember correctly, she told me it's one of those shows they would show, like, in, like, one of those, I know I'm gonna use this word wrong, but, like, rural parts, like, not really good parts. I know there's a better word for this, but right. I can't think of it right. You know what I mean. And also, I believe, like, prisons, I think. But like it was one of those like it was one of those like they talk about like I guess like struggles and just like things of that nature.
So is this a show that she has going all the time?
No, I believe I was part of her first episode. She was I think she was offered like a segment on that channel.
Okay.
I believe. So like I think she's don't quote me on this. I think she's like given like a good amount of episodes, and then she gets to choose like who's on it and who gets to talk and stuff, and right. Then obviously it's broadcasted from there.
Right. So we will quote you on that. Okay.
Megan, if you're watching this, don't sue me, please.
Hey, if she is watching, thank you. I feel like we're cannibalizing our audience by having like her on the show.
Jesus. But yeah, like that was fun though. It was like nice. I guess so just getting experience like just being like on camera, knowing that like people are also going to watch. Because, like, I'm not used... Like, streaming is one thing. Like, because with streaming, people see, like, the, like, real you in a way. Like, or, like, if a character characterized you, like, you're still, in a way, being yourself, at least in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously with TV, you kind of have to, like, either watch what you say or just, like... I'm, like, not really watch your tongue, but it's, like, it's a weird... It's a more professional standpoint.
Yeah.
So, like... never have I ever had stage fright in front of, like, a studio audience kind of thing. But it was, like, it was a fun experience. Like, it was, like, fun just, like, being there and then also just like, I think, not I think, but, like, just, like, being there and just, like, her, like, the fact that she thought, like, it was, like, also just, like, a privilege also, like, just being there, like, huh. It's like, oh, you want me on your show? Why? kind of moment.
Well, I actually watched it, so you were good.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun though. Like, just also just like catching up with her again, because like we haven't talked in a while, so it's like it was just great to catch up with like old colleagues as well.
How do you know her?
We actually met when I used to go to like Valley College. I used to be in the music program there for a little bit, like for some units. So I went there for like a bit of an extra credit thing, and then I saw her there and we started talking, and I told her at the time, like, I was I'm into music, but I'm mainly like a graphic, like basically like an art major. And then I came into the topic like, oh, you draw? And then I showed her some of my work, and then she was talking about how she wanted someone to draw her some stuff, and then I gave her my contact information, and the rest was history.
I see.
Yeah, but like TLDR, we met school.
And then she moved back east, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it was mostly just because of everything going on, so she ended up moving back home, and like glad she's safe and everything.
Okay, I mean, I don't need to have her history, I guess. Just curious.
But yeah, like that's how we met. Just we met at school, and then she found out I drew stuff, and then she's like, "I want you part of this project," and I'm like, "Okay."
Okay. Anything else you want to ask?
I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us?
I'm working on issue 16 soon, so look forward to that.
All right. No. No, and again, if you ever have any questions, or I guess we'll be looking at it very closely now, looking for Easter eggs and references.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things where I only put in Easter eggs if I remember them, and if I remember them, it's mostly my brain kind of going on like airplane mode. Like you ever have those days like you just like you're working on stuff, you're not really thinking about it too much, and then your brain's just like, "Huh, this is a funny," and then you decide to do it. That's like my thought process whenever I draw, like whenever I do stuff, I'm just like I'm still concentrating, but my brain is just like going with the movements of what I'm trying to do. And then my brain will just like, hey, this character kind of looks like this. You should do even that color scheme. And I'm just like, okay, that works. I couldn't think of anything before.
Right. Well, I don't think we've had any complaints about anything. So. It's working. So.
Thank God.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have you back on. We can talk more about 16, I guess.
Okay.
All right. So...
if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure if you like this, leave a like and subscribe if you want to see more, and ring that bell if you want to see exactly when these go up.
All right, so until next time, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.